waiting for warrant details. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Justice Department has asked a federal judge to unseal the warrant used to search former President Trump's Florida home earlier this week. Fox's Shannon Bream.
It's going to be that face sheet, or it's going to be a very basic allocation of what they could search, what they could look for, what statutes would be involved. The former president last night said that he wouldn't oppose this. He'd actually encourage it. Why doesn't the president then release, or his legal team, what they have? Because they should have those exact materials. It's the underlying stuff, the guts of the operation, kind of those affidavits with the really juicy stuff that neither the president nor the DOJ is asking to release at this point. But there are private entities, including groups like the New York Times, who say they want to see all of it.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said he personally approved the warrant request. Authorities are investigating whether the 42-year-old suspect shot and killed in a standoff yesterday after attempting to breach a Cincinnati FBI field office may have had ties to far-right extremist groups. Yesterday's shooting unfolded as the FBI warns its agents to take extra precautions amid an increase in social media threats following the search of former President Trump's estate in Florida. The House is in session today for debate and votes on a more than $400 billion climate prescription and tax bill.
The Inflation Reduction Act, Democrats argue, will bring down the price of prescription drugs and energy costs and invest $369 billion in climate change proposals. It also creates a 15% minimum tax on large corporations and aims to bring in tens of billions of dollars in revenue through new IRS enforcement. No Republican support is expected. GOP leaders say the spending will exacerbate inflation and raise taxes on the middle class and small businesses.
Fox's Jared Halpern. All three major stock indexes currently in positive territory with just under 4 hours left in trading. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Salman Rushdie, author of Satanic Verses, was attacked before giving a lecture in Western New York this morning. His book's been banned in Iran for decades, as many Muslims consider it blasphemous. In 1988, Iran's late leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, issued a fatwa calling for Rushdie's death. The latest Fox News poll shows President Biden's approval rating is up. Republicans are slipping ahead of midterms, and most voters disapprove of the Supreme Court.
While the Fox News poll finds 3 in 4 voters are dissatisfied with the direction of the country, and 6 in 10 rate their personal financial situation as only fair or poor, the president's approval rating is up 2 points over last month, standing at 42%. And while the poll finds a majority have noticed that gas prices have fallen, just under a fifth of respondents give credit to the president. When asked their congressional candidate preference, respondents were evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, each getting 41%. That's a drop in a 3-point advantage Republicans held in June and July. The poll also found 55% of voters disapprove of the Supreme Court, led by 73% disapproval among those who identify as liberal. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A museum says it will be returning some European works of art.
The J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles returning some ancient sculptures and other works of art that were illegally exported from Italy. The museum announcing Thursday that it will ship back a nearly life-size group of statues known as Orpheus and the Sirens next month. 4 other pieces will follow at a later date, including a giant marble head, an incense burner, an ancient mold for making pendants, and a 19th century painting. The museum saying that all are believed to have been illegally excavated or removed from Italy. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A spokesperson for Anne Heche says the actor is on life support after suffering a brain injury in a crash a week ago and is not expected to survive. Her family says she's being kept on life support to be a viable organ donor. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.